you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, we are back with another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. My guest for the day is Chelsea Braisted. Did I get it right, Chelsea?
You did get it correct.
Chelsea is the general manager of Sidecar. My first question for you is, let's take it from the top. What is Sidecar?
What is Sidecar? You know, that's a great question. So we grow leaders. We help association professionals grow themselves and their organization. That is what we do.
How does a piece of software help you with that?
So Sidecar is not actually, I guess we're not software, right? We're a content platform. So we offer content either free or through our membership, but we help association professionals grow by connecting them with content through our blog, through our webinars and events. We do virtual conferences, that sort of thing. And we also have, for the first time, an in-person conference, which is such a vibe for 2021.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'll be hosting digital now in December 8, 9, 10, and 11. And we also have a membership. So in that, we've got step-by-step courses. We've got a huge library of our past events and interviews, downloadable resources. Pretty much if it's content that can help an association professional grow, we're working on it.
I always take the position of the unknowing, you know, neutral observer, right? Because I want you to explain it to me so my audience also hears the explanation. But how? Sure. So what is this? You know, let's talk about. We're talking about leadership development, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So again, my start from the top question is: how do I, as a nonprofit leader, turn to Sidecar to improve the way I do leadership? What am I expected to find? What's my buy-in?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, the easiest way to answer that is it's entirely up to you and how much time you want to invest with us, right? So on the easiest thing to do is to go to our website, sidecarglobal.com, and sign up for the newsletter. And that's essentially the first way to get started with us. Our newsletter comes out 3 times a week, and it's actually powered by rasa.io, which is an AI-driven platform, to deliver our newsletter. And so that's going to give you our blog content, in which we're looking at you know, sort of the latest in data that can impact this industry. We're looking at what's going on in other industries that association professionals can learn from. We're looking at the latest in leadership thought. So, you know, what's up with culture? What's up with strategy? What are the things we're learning out in the world, and how can we make that digestible and understandable and relatable for association professionals? So that's the blog, that's the newsletter, and then pretty much from there, your time investment only goes up as much as you want to learn from us. So we've got webinars, like for example, we've got one coming up about digital transformation and modernizing your strategy for your association. So things like that. And then also, of course, the membership itself that has step-by-step online courses. You know, we use a learning management system for that. So we're delivering content there. Everything from how to deliver video content like a leader, how to look good on a Zoom call, especially if you're giving a presentation, to right, something more complicated, like how to really intentionally go about a cultural transformation for your organization and what the power of that can do.
Yeah. My wife would probably say I need to watch the one on how to look good on a Zoom call.
I think you look great, Mickey.
Very kind of you to say. So what we're talking about here is education, right? I mean, it's simply, to boil it down to brass tacks, we're talking about education. It's skills development. It's networking. It's picking up new things from other people. It's education, right?
Yeah, it's professional development through mm-hmm. and through. We really try to look for more engaging ways to deliver that. And so for us, Mickey, honestly, if nobody wants to engage with our content, we're not really doing it correctly. You know, we can't help association professionals grow unless they actually want to read the blog or watch the webinar or log in for a virtual conference. And so we're constantly looking for interesting ways to deliver that content and help these professionals, grow themselves. If they're interested in leadership, that's awesome. We're there to, you know, sort of help them figure out the skills they need to do that. Or maybe somebody just it was really, you know, interested in getting a mentor and they're not sure how to ask someone to do that. We want to help them do that too. And so those are the sorts of things that we're really looking for, is how to drive innovation, how to help these organizations think more strategically, and institute those cultural changes. That's really what we're all about.
So you serve both nonprofits and for-profits with this service.
So it's what we really look for is our specific audience is membership organizations. So in some cases, yeah, there are some for-profits that have a membership component, but for us, by and large, it's the nonprofit space. The association world is, you know, I laugh all the time when I was just talking about this with my staff. It's in the association world, everything has an exception. So I can't say all associations are nonprofits, but a lot or most of associations are nonprofit.
Okay. Very cool. How is Sidecar different from other professional development options? I mean, I suspect that buying into a system like this costs a lot of money, especially if you're a for-profit entity. They can be prohibitively expensive. So I'm going to ask you about cost here in a second, but what makes Sidecar different from anybody else?
So we really look at the perspective of learning as a team. You know, the concept of the growth mindset is really, really sort of crucial to what we're putting together right now. It's very easy for an individual to go on our website and buy a membership, not a problem. But really where we're growing, so hopefully that works too.
Yes.
But where we're heading is offering a professional development solution for an entire organization. We think it's incredibly important to think of your team as, you know, leaders at every step of the way. I don't personally think that you have to be at the top of the org chart to be a leader in your organization. And so we're not building our content in that sense. You know, I've personally been, I think we all have been, the youngest person in the room at some point, and know that, you know, hey, like I can bring great ideas to the table here and bring value to this organization, whether, you know, thinking about the workplace right now, whether that's maybe our organization could really benefit from using TikTok, you know, something that personally just a little too young for me to figure out. but that doesn't mean that someone who's very good at that can't be a leader in that for their organization. So we are, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we are specific to membership growth. That's another thing that makes us a little bit different. So we're thinking about membership engagement. And we're also thinking about how, about that growth mindset, about how if your entire team is learning something, that's going to move your organization forward. And so that does make us a little bit different, I think, where we really put the emphasis on learning something. Sure. You know, if your entire organization is thinking in those terms, then that's going to, you know, that rising tide is going to lift all boats.
Yep. Interesting. Okay. There's a bunch I want to ask you, but let's go back to the pricing question. How much does it cost? Yeah.
Yeah. So pricing for us is $297 for the year for an individual.
$297, you said?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. We do offer enterprise and teams pricing, essentially. So if your entire organization is interested in working with us, we do custom pricing for that. We are building that program out right now. So we just brought on a wonderful staffer to help us build that out. Her name's Hannah Esposito, and she's just been absolutely crushing it. She's been with us for about 2 months now, and she's building everything out for that. Whole team is absolutely an option as well.
I know I'm going to ask you this later in the episode, or maybe we should just ask it now. So how can I take a look at what it really looks like? I mean, I'm looking at the website. Is there a way to test drive what I would see as a member?
Yeah. So what you can do is actually head straight to the website and click on the join button in the top. Okay. And then there's video examples in there where we sort of walk through what it looks like. And, you know, we're also absolutely available for like one-on-one demos and that sort of thing as well.
Because you cover a lot of things in here that I think are you know, absolutely applicable and germane to nonprofit management, not the least of which is strategic planning, marketing and communications, diversity issues, governance, board management. I mean, that alone is something that I think nonprofits could, you know, to in general, there's the research says that there's a dearth of qualified leadership amongst the nonprofit community. So I think that anything that we can do to help nonprofits bone up on governance and board management skills is right on target. So it does really, truly, I mean, you're talking about member organizations, but this could work for any 501c3.
Especially in the governance piece, you're totally right. And I think that's going to be a really interesting piece for us moving forward. You know, as many content organizations did in the last couple of years, we really started focusing in on our diversity, equity, and inclusion content. So we're rolling out a series. We're in the exact middle of rolling out a 4-part course for our membership in Sidecar Academy right now on DEI. It's built so that every staffer should be able to take those courses and really learn something. And I mentioned that in the context of governance, because I think it's an incredibly important thing for us to be thinking about diversity and board composition moving forward. You know, I think it's something we absolutely are aware of now that you know, there are certain demographics that have had control over most organizations for most of the time. And it's time for that to change. And we really see Sidecar as being part of the solution in educating on that point as well.
Very cool. So in the bullet points that you sent me, there's something here that I think we should talk about real quick about virtual events. We've talked about virtual events and hybrid events here on the Snapcast a number of times as we, you know, not only look at pandemic, but how the world of event planning has changed forever, right? Not just because, you know, I mean, even if pandemic ends, I think the future of events is going to have to include some virtual component. What have you guys learned about virtual events?
Yeah, so virtual events are super interesting for us because we were actually in this space before the pandemic kicked in. We have a virtual conference called Surge. It's traditionally been twice a year. And once I came on board in 2019, we switched it to once a year because there's a lot of content that we were producing and focusing it on once a year gave us some really good flexibility. So I say that because our conference in 2020 was in June. And so it was just a couple months after everything really shut down. And we'd already been planning this virtual conference. It was supposed to be virtual the whole time. And so it was fascinating to see, you know, we had record attendance, record registration. And since then, you know, we've only seen the Zoom fatigue increase. And I think honestly, more than that, more than Zoom fatigue, I think we're dealing with burnout. So on virtual, you know, it almost doesn't matter what kind of engagement opportunities you bake in, you know, at this particular moment, I think we're just sort of seeing a trough a little bit in just as engagement and willingness to sit there with you for an hour on yet another Zoom call or stream call. So I think how we think about engagement in the future is really going to have to change. It's going to have to we're going to have to think more strategically around like, how long are we asking people to sit there? I think we're going to have to think about how much does it matter that it's presented live versus available anytime? I think we're going to have to think about formats. Like maybe you're right, Mickey, maybe audio only is the way to go.
I tell people that if they want to do a podcast, to start with audio only, because the minute you start adding visuals, you have an entire order of power of extra things to look after. If it's audio, all I have to worry about is the actual content and the way people sound. But with video, I have to worry about background and setting and lighting and makeup and all that other nonsense. So,
And it's true. I think also one of the things we've learned, you know, my background is in journalism, and we were always told in video context that as long as something sounds good and the video is compelling enough, the quality of the video kind of doesn't matter.
Really?
Like, people are willing to watch like not great quality video. I mean, if you think about the most viral videos, like usually it's like some shaky cell phone, right? So, but whatever it is they're showing is valuable enough to stick around. And so I think that's something that is sort of interesting. And we've seen that even, you know, it's like we've seen some of the most sought after speakers in their living room, you know, having to do a Zoom presentation.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. There is absolutely going to have to be a component of virtual moving forward. I think no matter what, and even if just to tie this back to our conversation on diversity, if only for that, you know, hooking up our in-person events to virtual components and hybridizing them has created better opportunities for physical, socioeconomic, and ability diversity to connect with content in ways that, frankly, we just weren't doing, like we weren't thinking about enough previously.
Right. Right. We're almost out of time, but I want to hit on your last bullet point here. What are the trends you see for member organizations moving forward, especially out of the pandemic? How are things changing for folks long term?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a saying in the for-profit space that, you know, I'm going to butcher it, but you know, you don't want one client to be your main source of income, right? And I think for membership organizations, they need to sort of think about that too. But in terms of how they're structuring budgets and thinking, you know, your conference can't be your end all be all. You have to start thinking about other non-dues revenue, as we say in the association space. I think hybrid work is here to stay. You know, the Great Resignation has shown us that staffers have perhaps employees have perhaps more power than ever before. And so I think hybrid work is going to be a huge, huge result of that. And also how we engage with members is shifting from the education opportunities we're offering, the content, the digital focus. You know, you can't get away with an awful website anymore. Right. You know, you've really got to commit to being digitally focused and available wherever your members are.
Right.
And the last piece, honestly, is not necessarily a trend, but a question. And, you know, to return to it for a third time here, are we going to really commit to diversity? You know, we're not in the middle of great social unrest anymore. We've had the conversations. It's really time for that work to begin. If you're serious about it, you're still talking about it in your organizations. And, you know, it's not like you can have a couple of meetings and do some, you know, like bias training and feel like you've checked the box. It's an ongoing process. And I think that's going to be really interesting to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. Chelsea, this is excellent stuff. If a person wanted to learn more about Sidecar or maybe ask you some questions, how would you suggest they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So my email is just chelsea@sidecarglobal.com. That's chelsea@sidecarglobal.com. Our website is sidecarglobal.com. And also for your listeners, Mickey, for that conference I was talking about in December, if they want to use the discount code early virtual and join us for virtual, they can get $100 off of the virtual virtual attendance. So
very cool.
All of that information for that conference is at digitalnowconference.com.
Digitalnowconference.com.
That's the one.
Excellent. And early virtual is the coupon code.
Yep.
Did I get it right? All right. Excellent. Good stuff, Chelsea. I hope we get to revisit again and talk some more. Thank you for being my guest on the Snapcast today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And that should do it.
Awesome. Sorry. My dog started barking right as we were sitting in silence. I was like, oh no.
I didn't even hear it.
Okay, good.
I didn't hear it at all. Can I be of any help in digital now? Is there anything I can do for you guys?
This was awesome. We actually have too many speakers at this point.
I figured. Yeah.
You know, I would, I'm definitely going to pass your email on to Jennifer Nidon. She's my education producer. Okay. And she's always looking for guests for webinars and things like that. So if you're interested in joining us, that'd be super fun.
Yeah, that'd be great. I've been invited to go to a conference in May and now I sort of have a flavor for it. So it's like, okay, if I can do more, that would be kind of cool. But, but if there's anything I can do to help you guys, just say the word. I'm happy to pitch in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. And in case it matters, the thing I'm going to in May, and did we talk about this already, is Cause Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Cause.camp is their website and they've covered me for everything except travel. And I am looking for a sponsor to cover my travel. So if Sidecar Global would think of that, then I'd also be willing to work with you guys to make it as beneficial as we could for both of us. So I'll be recording on site. Everything I record will have, you know, the sponsor tags at the front and the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I'll make some swag and the swag will be co-branded with my logos and the sponsors' logos. So options are there in case that's ever an appropriate conversation to have.
Yeah, cool. So, take a look.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you, Chelsea.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And I guess just like shoot me a link when it goes up and I'll post it on social and such.
Right. So Digital Now happens on December 8th.
2/11.
Yep. So we should have this episode live sometime in November. Do you have a target date in mind?
I don't, but you know, for us, the earlier the better. So okay.
I'll try to get it out the first week of November then.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.